This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. So today I want to talk to you, I guess I want to debate for you, the idea of eternal versus temporary. This is a thing that is overlooked in the human society. Everybody is on the material plane, working through the body with the mind and senses, and doing the struggle for existence thing. The economic development is now prominent in most everyone's life because there's so little money, because there's so much cheating in the banking sector and governments that the citizens aren't properly looked after. So since there is no support, they're not being properly looked after, the struggle for existence has increased. So we see that everyone is looking for alternative ways to increase their economic position. Maybe I can sell this for a little bit more. Maybe I can get it a little bit better price. Maybe I can work a second, third, fourth job, a little something extra on the weekend, whatever it is. And it really falls into the category of economic development. Everyone is struggling with economic development. Then the next one is enjoyment. Everybody's supposed to enjoy. As long as you had a good time, that's okay. But enjoyment is not the goal of life. If it was, the rich people and the sport players would all be happy. But they're not. They're alcoholics. The rich people and the sport people, they can't stay away from alcohol. Because sport and money don't fulfill the heart. So enjoyment doesn't work. And then there's this quest for liberation. Just free me from all this nonsense. All right, just stop all the craziness. Make the problems go away. I'm depressed. I'm upset. I'm in anxiety. I can't pay the bills. I can't get this done. I can't get that done. I can't get on with my family or my this or that. There's so many people bothering me. I hate the neighbor. I don't know what it is, but it's a frustration due to the problems of life popping up without your wanting them. We all want to be peaceful. In our hearts, we all want to be happy. This is the unifying factors, and we'll go into that in just a moment, because there are unifying factors that we all share. But right now we're talking about where people's consciousness is focusing right now in our society. And it's the economic development. It's the sense gratification. Everyone looks for their method. Intoxication. Everybody's using some type or another of intoxication. You can buy coffee 1,000 places within a 5-minute walk from wherever you're at, in any portion of a populated town, city, whatever. Because everybody's on caffeine. Everybody's on alcohol. Oh, I'm just a social drinker. Sure, but on your weekend you go, oh boy, do I need a social drink. Everybody is on pharmaceuticals, trying to piece your mind together, give you some peace of mind. Antidepressants, a huge problem now. All sorts of heart medication. And all of these things are caused by a lot of the intoxicants. They're terrible on your liver. Smoking's terrible on your lungs. But the people have such an anxiety threshold that they need something. Maybe you're an energy drink person. Maybe you're a cigarette person. But you're using some sort of intoxicant to lessen the pain, to help you cope. So these are socially acceptable anxiety mitigation processes. That's what they are. But they don't solve the problem. I mean, I know you've heard many of the discussions about the idea that certain medicines are curing the symptoms, not curing the cause. And that's what this is like. The causes of your anxiety, you're not even aware of, haven't even been identified. But it is anxiety. And it might be, oh, it's my kids. Oh, it's my sister. Oh, it's my dog. You know, whatever. It might be. You might think it's this or that. And so your drug of choice is to mitigate that anxiety. Well, there's a couple of things now. We have these variety of approaches to solving a more significant problem that's causing the anxiety. But we're not analyzing what is the real root cause of anxiety. Because whether you have it from the kids or the dog or the this or the that or the next thing, still it's the same thing. It's anxiety. Why does the influences of others upon you cause you anxiety? Why doesn't it cause happiness in some people and anxiety in others? There's some unifying factor behind this, that existence in the material world inherently causes anxiety. And it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, what race, creed, color, religious belief. None of that matters. This is something that's going on between you and your environment of existence. Now, let's go on with the subjects I mentioned now, the unifying factors. In general, we can look upon everybody who eats, everybody sleeps, everybody mates and reproduces, everybody maintains or protects their property, everybody has a degree of education. Unifying factors in our experience and behavior. But behind that, there's still higher unifying aspects. And I mentioned the one, everyone wants to be happy. And another one is, everyone wants to live forever. And another one is, everyone senses there's a higher power. Let's take a look at this side of things then. If we pull back from the material situation and, oh, I'm into caffeine, oh, you're into this, and oh, he's into drugs, and he's into alcohol, and we pull back from all these down to the bottom side of things and take a look at it from the unifying factors, we can see a trend. We can see that there's influences that are common among all beings, as opposed to the causes of suffering or the conditions of suffering that are unique to the individual. So we can easily understand that the problems are actually temporary, because when you die, they all stop. And when the body gets so old you can't do anything but lay there, they intensify. And sometimes the more you struggle, the worse it gets. And sometimes you have to step back from it to see it in proper perspective. All of these different perspectives over the same problem. And that problem is anxiety caused by one root mistake. This is where Vedic knowledge comes to the front. The Vedic knowledge says that is the reality, that the material existence, the human form of life, has made one significant mistake. And because of it, all these other problems, all these other conceptions, all these other frustrations exist. So this is where we have to turn to the Vedic knowledge. This is where we turn to the self-realized soul. This is where we turn to the spiritual master and say, what is the root problem that's causing all of this? And it's given. It's given as one of the first instructions, because it impacts on everybody's perspective of life, and it gives them new hope. And that problem is, everyone thinks that they are this bodily identification. My body is me. I will live 50 years, 80 years, 100 years, whatever, and then I'm dead. That's the mistake. The Vedic literature says, no, that's not true. This body is your car. You are the eternal living entity, part and parcel of God. Your consciousness is the symptom of your presence in the body. And if you leave the body, the consciousness is gone and the body becomes useless. If I come and touch you, you go, hey, what are you doing? If I touch your hair, if I tug at your garment, stop it. What are you doing? You're invading my space. And if you, the living entity, leave that body, it'll fall to the ground and I can kick it, stomp it, beat it, do anything I want to do to it. You won't protest. There's no one there to protest. So you have left. So you are something more enduring than this temporary body and the temporary anxieties that come with it. But since you're not thinking like that, you're suffering the anxieties caused upon the body by this existence in the material world. So the Vedic literature starts out plenty early in explaining the science of God, it starts right at the beginning telling you A, B, C. First of all, you are an eternal living entity, conscious being eternally, source, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. You are part and parcel of God. Now, you've got yourself into the material world, which is totally, totally temporary. And the body that you get awarded by nature is temporary as well. So there's been a confusion between the eternal living entity and the temporary existence. If you've misidentified, and the Vedic literature says in this age, almost everybody, 99.9% of the people have got it wrong. So 99% of the people, they have anxiety. And they're doing all these things, all these varieties of activities, all these varieties of things that they're doing for alleviating the anxiety. But that anxiety is caused by this one root cause. Misidentifying something permanent as temporary and misidentifying something temporary as the all in all. It's backwards. It's very simple. Just got it backwards. And if you flip it and you get it the other way and you start looking at your life from the proper perspective, the anxiety immediately is reduced. Dramatically, immediately repaired. Your consciousness, it becomes free. Free of the misconception that's causing you the problems. So the Vedic literature steps forward and immediately says you must understand your eternal nature. You must understand your predicament in a temporary body. You must recognize this error that's been made and you must compensate for it. You must readjust it, because if you base everything on a false supposition, you always get a false conclusion. This is like mathematics. I use this example because it's so obvious. 2 + 2 = 4. But you've written 5. Your total will never come out right. No matter how many more numbers you add to it, it will never come out right because you made one simple mistake. 2 + 2 = 4. You wrote 5. Oh my goodness. All the rest of the stuff you add can't fix it. Because there was one root problem. That is our situation. Literally. Because we've identified the body as ourself, all the other things that are stacked on top of it don't add up. And if things don't add up, you know it. Your intelligence picks it up. Your senses, your feelings, your subtle plane reality, the whole thing is not right. You start out in anxiety, and all the things you go through and all the decisions you make and all the experiences you have the same underlying anxiety in it. Those experiences, the situation, all that stuff that comes thereafter isn't the problem. It's the beginning, the root problem, misunderstanding the identification. So we have to get that down. It's very prominent in the early stages of spiritual life. The Vedic knowledge, the spiritual master, the books on self-realization, they focus on this point very early. First step. To get this one corrected, because everything else will then make sense. Spiritual science becomes confusing if you're looking at it from this misconception. But if you get rid of that misconception, the science of spiritual realization becomes clear as glass, and you derive so much more benefit out of it. Everything you do, everything you see, everything you analyze, everything you try to understand, everything you say, all of it has clarity. And we all are looking at that going, my goodness, I'm just trying to get my thoughts together, just trying to tell you what I'm thinking. I just want to make you understand what I'm feeling. And you don't have the clarity. Sometimes in life you have it, and then later in life you lose it, or another time in life it's just blurry. But if you fix this root problem, it's clear and it stays that way. And everything else you do increases the clarity. It all makes more sense. You understand things for proper value, in proper perspective, giving them proper weight and influence upon your life. We have so much of that. People are influencing your life. The television is influencing your life. And you go, well, is that right or is it wrong? Well, I'll ask my friend. Well, wait a minute. Does your friend have their act together, or is your friend just as screwed up as you are? You have to ask an authority. If you're looking for a question that has to do with the realization of right and wrong, with the expectation of knowledge, with reviving or expanding your consciousness, you don't go to just your friend. You don't talk to somebody who's all screwed up. You have to talk to a realized soul. You have to approach an authority in the Vedic line who knows things in proper perspective, who has seen the truth, understands the truth, and can impart it to you. So the idea, oh, I'm going to talk to my friends and get their opinion before I do this, is stupid. What says your friends are as good as or better than you? What says your friends have any more knowledge than the next person who's confused and in anxiety? So this is why we require a spiritual master, and this is why we require to read the Vedic knowledge. Because it's not tainted, and it's not written by a faulty person. Everyone is subjected to faults, the normal faults that everyone has, imperfect senses, commit mistakes, become illusioned. Everybody does that. So someone who's on that platform of realization, they can't be an authority for helping and solving the real problems of life. You need an authority who's realized, who can give you guidance, give you the do's and don'ts, so you can avoid the pitfalls. Like the stitch in time saves nine. It's far better to fix a perspective in the beginning than it is to suffer the problems and try to put the fires out. But this is, generally speaking, what our society is doing. The people are using the struggle for existence and the intoxicants and the meat eating and the all sorts of things to try to make the problems go away or to fix the problems. But it's after the fact. The Vedic knowledge and the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, they are there to guide you so you don't get into it in the first place. So everyone who's grown up and gone through the education system and gone through the social structure, might be holding down a job, has a family situation, they've all got the concomitant problems all over them. And so they aren't authorities to ask. But they are immediately influenced when they hear the spiritual master explain this simple truth. You are eternal. Body is temporary. This whole cosmic manifestation is temporary. So it didn't exist in the past. It does exist now. And it won't exist. It doesn't exist in the future. You only have the now. In the now, you have to work on your consciousness and keeping things balanced and understanding things in proper perspective. You are eternal, and you're acting in the now. Don't be attached to this temporary place. Don't be attached to these temporary activities. Be attached to reviving your eternal consciousness and engaging in internal activities. This can be done. This is the science of God realization. We're not talking about faith. We're not talking about belief. We're talking about the science. You are in your body by what method? You are being held by what forces? You're being maintained by what resources? It will be altered and adjusted and changed by outside influences. There's a greater thing going on here. So you have to be in the now. You have to be knowledgeable by acquiring from the authority, and you have to use the knowledge you receive in proper perspective, and all the things will start to settle out. All the temporary things you'll see in proper perspective. The eternal platform will become real to you. Your activities on the material plane become secondary importance, and your activities on the eternal spiritual platform become primary importance. This is a significant shift in your goals and values and objectives of life. And if you look at it, that's exactly what you need to get out of the anxieties that you have, the predicament that you're in. And we've got the problem that since it's all socially acceptable to be in anxiety and do these remedial activities over and over and over and over again, we don't stop and ask the question, well, what's the real solution? We're encouraging you ask the real question because you'll get a real answer. As long as you're messing around with maybes, you'll just fall into the same old trap over and over and over and over and over and over and over. So this Vedic knowledge is the platform, the resource intended. Just like when you buy any type of item, there is a manual, an explanation, instructions, how to use it correctly. The Vedic wisdom is how to use the human form of life correctly. That's what it is. And it's here, it's been here since creation began. It's here now. It's being protected so you get it straight and true and honest. You simply have to stop your nonsense struggle for existence and break out of this temporary remedial measures to try to solve the anxieties and read the Vedic knowledge and see a new perspective. If you get a new perspective, you can fix your life. If you try to fix your life with the old perspective, you'll never be successful. You need something unique. You need something radical, alternative, fresh. You need something significant. That significant point of view is the Vedic knowledge coming from the supreme authority, Lord Sri Krishna himself, the personality of Godhead, God. Coming down through his chosen line of spiritual masters, from master to disciple, unbroken chain, undeviated knowledge, uninterrupted information for you to get it right, starting with, you are not the body, you are the eternal part and parcel of God. The body is your temporary car. Why are you so attached to the struggle this body is having? It's like a fever. You're struggling. You don't have to do that. You become detached and you let go of the things that don't matter, that you've been trying to think, I have to do that. When you don't, you have social influences, you have personal influences that make you think you have to do that. But if you stop and take a look, you don't. You do not have to comply with the social perspective of life. You have to understand and you have to adopt the spiritual perspective of life. That is, I am an eternal living entity. Temporarily, I'm here. I'm here to make me a better being and help other beings with this intelligence to be better as well. Doing real beneficial work, actually helping people's consciousness grow. Helping people to become better persons, better conscious beings, helping them get out of the anxiety. So it's one thing to be out there solving the problems for yourself, and of course you must do that first, because you can't give what you don't have. But once you try and you make contact with Srila Prabhupada's books and you read them and you understand and you adopt the new spiritual point of view, your clarity gives you the ability to give clarity to others. Then you're not only out of the struggle, you're actually able to help others get out of the struggle. This is a liberated state of existence. So this liberated state is the beginning. I'm still talking absolutely ABC's bottom line beginning of spiritual life here. We're at the beginning. I'm trying to start again, so to speak, to help you see this as a root cause of anxiety that can be corrected so that you can go on and understand your eternal nature, your eternal occupation, your eternal duty, your eternal happiness, how to engage in activities that are completely spiritual. What is service? What is devotion? What is freedom from anxiety? What is freedom from misconception? These things you deserve. These are the things that are going to solve your problems. These are what's going to cure your anxiety. This is what the spiritual master is doing, constantly trying to spread literature and information so that you can start mitigating all these problems and be free constantly, permanently. And you can liberate others who are having the same problems by giving them real knowledge. Not your opinion anymore. giving them knowledge whereby they see things in proper perspective. They are encouraged. They become aware. They become healthy and happy. So bring yourself to the Vedic knowledge. Read Bhagavad Gita as it is by Srila Prabhupada. Share that knowledge and perspective with others. Help everyone raise to the spiritual platform conception of life. Out of the temporary into the eternal. That's the true perspective for all of us living entities.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.